I've enjoyed both studies this morning on Revelation. I think that both of you have done a very good job in the topics that have been assigned to you. Melvin, I wanted to ask you about apocalyptic language, and just a couple of questions about that. First of all, do you know of any good research books that contain very much in the description of apocalyptic language?
Not really any great research books. I think Homer Haley digs into more of it than anybody I've ever seen. He digs into more references to it, you know. Mm-hmm. It was one of my main sources.
Yeah,
actually. Right. Where it doesn't matter, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm always on the lookout for things that are helpful in the way of apocalyptic language. Another question is, in your study of apocalyptic language, doesn't it seem that the language itself, while appearing to describe the end times, actually is describing judgment coming upon perhaps a particular nation or something, and that the language is not used in reference to a long period of time of centuries and centuries and centuries, but generally kind of a shorter period of time. For example, the ones in the Old Testament. You know, apocalyptic language is used in Daniel, and the language seems to be referring to the latter times of the Jews and the establishment of Christianity. Same thing with Ezekiel and with Zechariah, and even Jesus uses apocalyptic language in Matthew 24 a little bit, and they all seem to refer to a destruction of a country or a people. And you know, wouldn't you say that that's probably the same way that it's being used in Revelation? That it's not talking about a whole process over centuries of 2,000 or 3,000 years, but it seems to be talking about a more limited time.
I think that's the idea I got the more I dug into it, the more I studied it. And I think this was these things were particularly in reference to the things these folks were facing right during that time period more than anything else. Now, of course, somebody would say, well, how about the final judgment? Well, all Christians for all times are taught to believe in the final judgment, so that's not surprising. The final judgment is revealed in the last couple of chapters of Revelation. But by and large, I think it was directed to those suffering Christians of that age and what it would mean to comfort them and help prepare them to face the onslaught of persecution that they were facing.
Well, I might just add one other thing, is that this has really been encouraging, hearing about Revelation today and the way that it's been taught, because, you know, generally all you hear are the fanciful theories, but as based on that promise of Revelation 1 and verse 3, that we'll be blessed if we read the book. There's a blessing in reading this book, even if we don't understand all the symbols.
Right.
You can understand the gist of the book, and you can understand the promises and the final blessings of the book.
I just make a brief comment. I agree with Doug in that I'm glad we're studying the book of Revelation. I remember when we had our first preacher study, I believe it was 1958, J.D. Phillips spoke on, this may have been in 59 that he spoke, but he spoke on the fact, on the book of Revelation, and on the fact that so many people from the Church of Christ had apostatized and gone into Jehovah's Witnesses because they were interested in the book of Revelation. And although what the witnesses teach about it is so far-fetched that it's ridiculous, their interest is in that. People want to know about that. And so I think we've overlooked a lot by not studying the book of Revelation. I know at home when our chapter study came around, usually the brethren want to just go back to Matthew rather than tackle Revelation. But as Doug said, there's a blessing there. And I don't know anybody who couldn't be encouraged by reading the book of Revelation. Old Vance Havner said that the thrilling thing about the Bible is that in the first two chapters, there's no devil. And the last two chapters, there's no devil. Lord is on the throne, and the saints are in heaven, and devil's in the pit, and everybody's where he's supposed to be.
One of the things I've noted of interest lately is, and I haven't seen these videos, but Joe Miller has come out with some videos on Revelation and Daniel and what have you. And it's by this well-known commentator of the church today, I think his name. I'd like to see it. I've never seen it, but it sounds interesting. It's a series of videos that people can do as a home study. And if it's, you know, if it's really, it may be good. I'm not necessarily recommending it because I haven't seen it, but it sounds interesting. McQuiggan is the one who, I think, put it together.
Anyone else have a question or comment? No one? Everybody's so well versed on Revelation.
But being kind to them, just keep them being kind.